welcome to the first episode of the second season of Hunter Logan Unmiked. Yep, finally. I know a lot of you have been waiting for this, and I'm finally going to get to do it. So, I got the new microphone, doing it from the laptop, not at the big board with the big microphone. Not that that really matters to anyone, but I thought I'd try it with this and we'll see how it works. And so far, so good, but this is how we're going to do it for now. So when I left off last season, I told you we'd start off here and tell you how the radio came to existence. And the radio came to existence through prophecy. Now, some of you are not familiar with prophecy. Some of you might get freaked out by that, but that's okay because I'm going to explain it to you just like it happened. And this is the truth. This is how it came about. The radio actually came in existence 7 years before we actually got into the physical place that we're in now, or the address that we're at now. Again, I never wanted to do radio, never had the desire to do radio at all. But I had the desire to do what God wanted done. I didn't know exactly what all that was going to be. When you sign up, when you really sign up for what God wants, get ready. Get ready. Now, in the last episode, we went through God repairing my marriage, getting back into church. So, our marriage is repaired. We're going to church. What had happened, there was an evangelist came, but he said, spouses, if God has given you something to speak over your spouse, then you need to do that. Well, my wife will never speak in church publicly, or she didn't at that time. But that night, she did. And I was working at a radio station about 40 miles down the road in Eunice, Louisiana. And she said, the Lord showed me that my husband is going to have his own Christian country radio station. And immediately, I went to rolling my eyes in the back of my head. Not where people could see it, but in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, you really missed that one. There is no way that's going to happen. Because at this point, I knew what it took to have a radio station. Of course, I'm thinking terrestrial. And if you don't know what terrestrial radio is, that's like AM, FM. That's where you have the tower that goes across airwaves, not internet. It's just terrestrial. But to have a terrestrial station, you have to have an engineer on retainer, a lawyer on retainer. You have royalties to pay. I mean, there is a lot of cost, a lot of overhead to even get started. We have that here too, but not to the degree of just having a terrestrial station, because there's the FCC you have to deal with. We don't have to deal with the FCC here with the internet radio, at least not yet. So I'm thinking to myself, there is no way, because we're struggling as it is now at that point in time. I mean, when I left the trucking company as a dispatcher, the money ended up not being what they said. So I'm already working for less than I was supposed to be getting. It just never was a good situation. And I would come to realize why it wasn't a good situation. Because if I was to ever get comfortable there, I would have never left. So the whole time I'm working there, I'm getting training, valuable training, which I would need when the Lord would finally put this place, HLE Radio, in physical form for me to run. So like I said, it would be 7 years from that point on before we would be what is now HLE Radio, 410 North Main Street. There was a falling out at the church that we went to, the same church where this was called out in prophecy. And after about 10 years, I was on the platform there where I played, and there was a lie that was told. The situation had happened, and it wasn't true. And I got hauled into the pastor's office, and I'm like, that is not correct. I said, bring the two individuals in here and let me face the accusers, because I said, that's not correct. I said, let me do that, and I can prove to you that that's not what happened. Now, it wasn't any kind of, wasn't nothing major. Like, it wasn't any kind of sin of any kind. It was just a situation where I was being removed from the platform as the guitar player. I was being removed from the platform as the worship, from the worship team, which I didn't care, but you're not going to remove me for a lie. And I needed the chance to defend myself. Everybody should have the right to defend themselves. But it didn't happen that way. He said, no, don't need to do that. I'm the pastor. And you just need, I'm just sitting you down. And that's that. Well, that didn't sit well with me. But for a while, I'm like, okay. But I can see now, looking back, that that was God's design too. Because he had to get me to a point to where I could get to this point to where he could use me how he needed me. Now, I'm not going to go into all the particulars that happened there, because it was a very bad situation that God has repaired enough that, and you can go back and listen to the last season, the last episode of season one, and that was covered. So we'll go on from that point. Now it's time for me. I'm working for the radio station in Eunice. Now it's time for me to come to Jennings to cover a grand opening for the radio station that I work for in Eunice. And it's a computer repair place. And I walk in, and I don't realize that there's two people in here. There's two businesses. There's a real estate business and a computer repair business. But I'm doing the computer repair business grand opening. So when I'm done doing the grand opening part of it, we get to talking, and we walk in the back room, and he has half of the equipment that I used to have in the studio in New Orleans, when I lived in New Orleans, that we recorded all those Swamp Pop albums on. So I still had half. Actually, I had the other half of the equipment that he had. And my mind starts working, and we get to talking. I said, man, we could do a studio. I said, I have the other half of the equipment. And we talk a little bit more, and he's like, yeah. So he ends up renting me some office space in here. Now, there's a slat of wood that's still on the floor in here. And there's a 7x14 spot. There's a little half wall. And I left the slat of wood in here so I could always remember. Because there's a 7x14 spot that we rented for $100 a month. Or I rented for $100 a month. And I would come in here and do my paperwork, so I wouldn't have to drive to Eunice all the time. Remember, that's 40 miles one way. Or 35, something like that. I would do my work here, paperwork. And then I'd make my sales calls. And in the off time, we'd come here and set up for a recording studio. So in the midst of doing the recording studio, the guy says, you know what, man? I would like to do a radio station. I said, well, brother, unless you got some money, because at that time, the FCC put a 15-year freeze. Now, this is 2010. The FCC put a 15-year freeze on all radio licenses. So you couldn't apply for a radio license for a frequency. The only way you could get one is you would have to buy one outright. And you'd have to have some coins. So I told him, I said, man, unless you got some coins, you ain't going to get no radio station. So he said, well, I'll start an internet radio station. I said, okay, I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, man, I'll help you and tell you all I know about radio, but I don't want no part of it. I'm going to do the recording. You can do the radio station. So he built an obscure website, which nobody could really find. At this time, we didn't know about Christian country. It was all Southern gospel. And he had a server and his computer. So he put, or we put, about 40 songs on it. And I had a couple of commercials that I had from the station I worked at. We put those on there. And that was the radio station. But he didn't have a name for it. So I said, well, you can call it, we can use HLE Radio, because I had the umbrella for Hunter Logan Enterprises, which was HLE. And there was HLE Hunter Logan Enterprises. Under Hunter Logan Enterprises was HLE Studios, HLE Publishing, HLE Records. So I said, we can do HLE Radio if you want. That's fine. He said, that'll work. Because at this time, we're partnering up. And that's how it came about. HLE Radio. Southern Gospel Station. 40 songs. Well, that's the first version of HLE Radio anyway. Well, that lasted for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I find myself having to pay the bills here too, other than the rent, where the phone bill was kind of short. And it's like, well, I'm like, okay, I can help out with that. Then the electricity bill. And then I find out that there's another person in here that has the building, but they're the lease of the building. And the guy is subleasing the building. So I'm actually paying the rent of the building. Now I'm starting to pay the electricity bill and the phone bill. And I'm like, But in the meantime, my boss from the radio station says, listen, you're either going to come in to work every day or you're not going to have a job. Well, at this point, driving and putting the miles on the car every day is not all that feasible. And I told my wife what was going on. Now, she's working full time as a biller, medical biller, like I said. She says, you know what? She says, you can't work for anybody anyway. You want to do this recording thing? She said, you've always want to do music. She said, whatever you're going to do, just go ahead and do it. She said, they haven't treated you right anyway. You might as well just go in business for yourself, because you can't work for nobody. So just quit. I don't care. Quit. Go to work for yourself. So that's exactly what I did. So we tried to do the studio. Only problem was, is we were two chiefs, and there was no Indians. So for a whole year, me and him butted heads and couldn't get it right. I mean, we just wasn't a good working relationship either. So coming towards the end of the year, and this was in 2010. This was 2010. I said, you know what? I said, and I told the lady who actually had the lease, I said, I'm going to go find an office. I'm leaving. I'm going to go find me an office somewhere, and then I'm going to work, you know, from there. And she said, no. He's going to leave, and you can have the whole back of the office, and we'll do it that way. I'm like, okay. Well, that didn't go over all that well with my friend either. But that's what happened. Now, keep in mind, the buddy that I was doing the studio with, he's a Christian guy as well. So that was a little riff at first, and it wasn't all that great. But he's a Christian. And as a Christian man, we were able to work our differences out, continue to maintain a friendship. And today we're friends, and we still help each other out, and we still work together on different projects. So now we have the back of the building to ourselves, and I'm able to paint, rearrange it. I took that little wall down, moved the wall. By this time, the recording studio is just not making it. So after we're changing up the office, get everything done, I have people walking in, still asking for computer repairs. And I'm saying, oh, that guy's gone. We're not doing computer repairs anymore. Then I'm thinking, man, wait a minute. That's crazy. You know a guy who's going to school for computer repair. Why don't you see if you can get him to come in, do the computer repair, don't turn the work away. So I talked to this guy who went to the old church that I was going to. And I said, listen, man, I'll give you 70% of whatever we charge, and I'll just keep 30%. And he was working at Walmart. So he worked overnight at Walmart. So he would come in the morning. I would take in the computer repairs, and he would work on them from 7 when he got off till noon. And so we started doing HLE computer repair. Just taking over the computer repair when people would walk in. I wasn't advertising, but when people would walk in, I would just do the computer repair. And we did that for a bit. And the HLE radio thing, still running. The guy never got his server, and it just sat there. But then John Steed entered the picture. Because I had been doing this Southern Gospel show called the Hallelujah Hayride for the old station. And it's still running. Even though I'm not doing it anymore, there was enough episodes that they kept rerunning them. And I found this John Steed guy through a pastor friend's collection. 3 songs. They were burnt on a CD. 3 songs. And man, it was the best stuff. Steel guitar, fiddle, hot telly guitar, picking. I'm like, man, here's the barroom music that I love, but it's got Jesus lyrics. I've never heard anything like this before. Man, lit me up. But it took me about 2 years to find this guy because I would search, never thought of doing like a .org or a .net or something like that. And one day I get this email, and it says, it was about a song on Reverb, and see also John Steed. And I'm like, what? So I clicked on that, followed it, followed that link, and got to John Steed's webpage where I could actually get a hold of him. And man, when I got a hold of him, I couldn't believe it. And then he begins to tell me, he says, well, you know, Hunter, this music's not new. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, this stuff's like over 20 years old. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He says, no. He says, have you ever heard of Mike Manuel? I said, no. You ever heard of Mid-South? I said, no. I'm like, I've never heard of these people. He said, you ever heard of Randy Coward? I said, no. You ever heard of White River? I said, no. I'm like, I never heard of none of these people. And I hadn't. And I'm like, man. So John tells me about these people. And he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to send you my personal CD collection. And John sent me about, I want to say it was about 25 or 27 CDs, each with about 22 or 25 songs on them. And that ended up being the first library of songs for HLE Radio. We ended up starting HLE Radio with those songs, a borrowed server from the guy that I used to work with here that we partnered up with the studio, and a broken computer that we were supposed to fix that my wife gave us from her office that we were going to sell, but we ended up not selling, and we ended up using for the radio station, which I still have. And that's how the radio station, HLE Radio, Christian Country, came about. Now, my next episode 2, I'll tell you about how the live radio and morning show started, how we got cranked up with it. Wow, can you believe it? We got through an episode. Finally. Wow. These episodes are probably just going to be on our website. I don't think I'm going to put them out. I'm going to keep them exclusively on HLEradio.com. There's a reason behind that. I'll be telling you more about that. Also, July 31st and August 1st, there's going to be Christian Country Fest right here in Jennings, Louisiana. Some of the top bands of Christian Country will be performing. I'm talking about Branded, Marlon Sharp, Cowboys at the Cross, Nathan Areno, and James G. Still another band to be announced. Check out HLEradio.com. Download the app. It's free. Check us out. Live morning show, Hunter and Roy, in the morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Hey, I love you. I'll see you soon on the next one. God bless.